Every year, St. Cloud community members gather to celebrate the national event known as Juneteenth and remember the anniversary of freed black slaves in Texas. The slaves in Texas had finally found out they were free in the year 1865 between June 13th and June 19th, 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was issued. The African American Male Forum of St. Cloud, in partnership with many other local organizations, host the celebration. Leroy Hill of the forum says that Juneteenth has become a social event for many African Americans.
I was here at the first Juneteenth. Our Juneteenth is a very diverse celebration. We provide free food for the community. It has become an event to where, for a lot of African Americans here in St. Cloud, it is more of a social event. We also have activities for the kids. We have a set of games with volunteers. We've given them, prizes and stuff, and usually it's coming from this group. We're a nonprofit organization, so we're a bunch of African American men where we'll just come out of our pockets for this. And sometimes that's one of the messages we wanted to get out to the community, that we're a group of independent African American men, and we don't have to be funded by government agencies and stuff like that.
The social aspects of the event are paired with the sharing of resources available to the community.
It's non-religious, non-commercial. We'll invite all the community organizations, Boys and Girls Club, social services, the police department, to set up informational booths to get knowledge out to that target audience. That may not be aware of where they can get some assistance and get basic needs taken care of. So anyone can come and set up an informational booth.
The Juneteenth celebration will feature a community talent show organized by forum member Buddy King.
I invite many artists from all over St. Cloud and the surrounding area, from all types. I have a group of belly dancers, some local hip-hop artists. I have kids from the Boys and Girls Club that do a drumming group, two dance groups, some spoken word poetry. Then I do an open mic where I let the young kids come up there and have an opportunity to showcase their own talent.
New to this year's event is a walkathon for health that is taking place before the event starts at 5 p.m. The walkathon is another way the forum hopes Juneteenth can have a positive impact on the community. Forum member John McRae says the Juneteenth celebration can help dispel negative attitudes that still exist even today.
This is also an opportunity to influence our young people and perhaps the community at large in a very positive way. You might be surprised on a lot of prevailing negative attitudes that exist in this community even today. So we try and turn that around, both directly and indirectly.
Reporting for KVSC, I'm Justice Sanchez.